After years of deliberation, Tampa City Council has decided to partially ban panhandling in public right-of-ways. Former City Council member Joseph Catano was one of the first voices to actively support the ban.
2 years ago, I made a motion to put panhandling a ban. I couldn't get a second. Today, we are going to have a 4-1 vote from what I've been reading in the newspaper. And we need it, but we still have to do something for these people. Like was said before me, there's going to be $12 million freed up from the convention center. We're already talking about building a stadium for the Rays, and we'll probably go into a lawsuit over that. But we need to do something just like they did in Pinellas County.
Members of St. Petersburg City Council have also been pressuring the city of Tampa to take action on this issue since their city banned panhandling in 2010. The three ordinances that passed in Tampa also prevent any activity at 10 major intersections throughout the city. Tampa Police Captain Keith O'Connor said the new rules will go into effect November 1st.
Our plan for the first week that it's in effect is to go on a campaign to educate everyone out there. So we will be, everyone we come in contact with that is panhandling, we're going to let them know that it is now against the law, and then we're going to present them with the law and explain to them. And what we're going to do is we're going to document that encounter with them so that the other officers know who we did tell and who we didn't.
John Dengler is the founder of the Lake House community and criticized council for invoking the name of God during their opening ceremony while considering passing laws that could adversely affect the poor.
At least be honest about what you're doing here. This is not about safety. We would not put a stoplight on a corner where there are no car accidents. And if it was about safety and the welfare of people on the streets, you would have addressed the needs of people rather than bending over backwards to make exemptions for newspapers. Councilman Mulhern said it clearly last week. We're making these decisions based on who can afford to sue us, and it's very sad. It is very sad. It is very sad. You've wrestled with this for over a year, only waiting permission from newspapers before you pass this law. This is the criminalization of poverty. This is not a constitutional ordinance, and there will be lawsuits. This is not a moral law, and there will be conscious disobedience.
Cab driver Charles Smalley supported the ban, saying that panhandlers are bad for his business.
They knock on my window and want to speak to my customers. I see them intimidating ladies. Something needs to be done. There's too many. There's families that have been sitting on the same corner for 5 years, not because they're hungry, to make the money they need to make. It's a job. It's not we need help. It's not that. So, Ms. Mulhern, you've been in my cab, and I try to take care of my customers.
While a few others came out in support of the ban, about 10 members of the public spoke out in opposition to it. A female panhandler argued that she needs that income to live and that it helps her stay fed and clothed. University of South Florida student Clayton Culleton said he doubted she would be harassing Smalley's female cab customers.
These people who are flying signs, they did not have the opportunity to vote in favor of something that would keep them in jobs, as you did, I'm sorry, but as you did for the newspapers that will keep you in place. If you were to have voted against this, against the newspapers, you would have come into a hard time having them speak well about you. That's a clear concept when you're talking about this. You voted 6-1, one of those votes is not going to fare well with the newspapers.
City Council member Mary Mulhern spoke to Occupy Tampa protesters last night and tried to rally opposition to the ban, though didn't expect any changes since the last vote in favor of the ban. Although about 30 members of Occupy Tampa came to council, only a small number of them spoke during public comment on the street solicitation issue. Mulhern maintained her lone vote against the ban.
I am not going to vote for it because I just feel that it is a beginning of criminalizing poverty. I just morally couldn't do that. And I have to give credit to my colleagues here who have taken the road and tried to appease everyone in this community, because you're not hearing it today, but we've been hearing it for a year, nonstop pressure to do something about this.
City Council member Harry Cohen has said that passing this ordinance was an important step for council before they could seriously deal with the homeless population. But Pastor Brad Sparkman said that the city may face lawsuits based on constitutional challenges.
This would be a 101 attorney action, class action lawsuit against the city of Tampa. It's not constitutional. You can't take away the people's ability to express themselves. As far as I'm concerned, respectfully, the biggest panhandlers that we have in Tampa, they stand on the corners of every street, they knock on every door, begging for money, asking for donations when they run for elected office.
Supporters of the ban mostly cited public safety for the panhandlers as a major concern, and although the city is taking steps to address homelessness in Tampa, some of those against the ban said that banning panhandling before giving people a place to live is like putting the cart before the horse. Reporting from Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.